Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
When the music fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply longing just to breathe something that's of worth that will bless your heart.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Dear Lord, if we had a fraction of the faith in you that you have in us, then this world would be transformed. If we showed a fraction of the love that you show to us, then this world would be a blossoming garden, Lord. If we possessed a fraction of the patience that you display with us, then this world would have stronger communities. If we shared just a portion of the blessings that we have received from you, then this world would be a place of hope, Lord. If we showed as much trust in others as you have shown in us, then this world would be more peaceful. If we claimed just a fraction of the power you promised to your church, then this world would be changed. Transform us, Lord, that we might transform the world through your love and your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A prayer adapted from faithandworship.com. In studio today, to share a reflection based on our synodical subtheme for this quarter, Stewardship and the Disciple, is the Reverend Norbert Stevens, General Secretary of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Reverend Stevens, welcome to United in Faith. And please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Good morning. Most of us know Galatians 6, verse 7, the second part of it, which says, "We reap what we sow." Most of us have heard this saying from our eyes were at our knees when we deviated from the acceptable path outlined by the Bible, our parents, guardians, teachers, and the like. Yet, given our knowledge and experiences since then, can we truly say that the saying holds true for all people? Is it a truism for this life or in the life to come? For instance, what have we sowed to produce the COVID-19 pandemic or any of the other ills we may be experiencing in life? That the saying originates from the Bible is well established, specifically Galatians 6:7, and that it is a biblical principle is equally well known. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, in Proverbs 22:8. Sow for yourselves righteousness and reap steadfast love, Hosea 10:12. Maybe the reason we do not see this sowing and reaping principle holding true in life for all is that we have not understood the context and the meaning of the saying, and as such are misguided in our expectations. Maybe if we were to write to God a letter as Paul did to the mission in Galatia about life and faith, as we are experiencing it, we, like Paul, would pen an angry letter. This letter is dissimilar to most of Paul's letters. It contains no thanksgiving in the opening and no greetings at the closing. The evidence suggests that the relations were strained, and they were. Remember that Paul had founded the churches in Galatia, and they not only embraced the gospel but were experiencing tremendous growth among both Jews and Gentiles. Subsequently, some Jewish missionaries arrived and started to offer a different version of the gospel, with an emphasis on the legal side of the faith, rooted in the Jewish law. Paul felt that this post-Jesus teaching ignored the concept and the reality of grace, the sufficiency of the Spirit to guide Christian living, the sufficiency of the cross, and true reconciliation among Jews and Gentiles. So he wrote an angry letter, reminding them of their faith, which offered them both their identity and their responsibility as a faith community. The critical centerpiece of this text from verse 1 through 14 is not the "you reap what you sow" piece in verse 7. Indeed, we will get to it and properly locate and interpret it, but rather verse 1, "you who are spiritual," although both are inextricably linked, as we shall see. By this one statement, "you who are spiritual," Paul not only reminds them of their identity as people of the faith, but equally, as we shall see, of their stewardship responsibility as people of the faith. Those of us who are God's people are to locate and understand and offer an identity that affirms the truism of "you who are spiritual." In plain speaking, our identity as a community of faith ought to be that of spiritual people. Thus, we reap what we sow. What then are the signs of being spiritual? The text suggests that there are four engagements a person makes which reinforce their identity of being spiritual. I wish to term them the four I's. Firstly, a spiritual person engages in intervention. Paul asserts that we are called as spiritual people to help and support one another. We intervene to help those who are struggling to bear and carry their load. We counsel those who need a pep in their step, whether it be a spiritual or physical or emotional or material step. When one hurts, we all hurt. That sort of thing. The context of the letter, however, suggests that the members of the community of faith were not in one accord, and some had gone out of step. So Paul says, in addition to the easier task of bearing one another's load, "you who are spiritual must also admonish," correct, "and set straight those who have gone astray." It is a task of calling a spade, of identifying those things which are out of alignment with God's will, whether in the church community or outside of it. It is a relationship of interdependence, one of a spiritual relationship characterized by a loving and mutually accountable relationship. It is such a relationship which fulfills the law of Christ. Thus, we reap what we sow. Secondly, a spiritual person engages in introspection. The "you who are spiritual" identity has one potential pitfall. While this identity sets apart those who are considered spiritual, it also has the potential to allow some people and the same people to believe and behave as if they have suddenly become little gods who lord it over others. Your spiritual gift or giftings are never meant to be used to suppress or dominate others, but rather to be used to lift and enable others. So Paul says, watch yourself. Test your own motive and actions when you relate to others. Make sure that your intentions are right and honorable. Make sure that they help to build up rather than to tear down your sister or brother. Make sure that your motive is not to please or promote yourself, but to act in the best interest of the community of faith. Thus, we reap what we sow. Thirdly, a spiritual person reflects integrity. Paul is actually saying, act with integrity as a spiritual person. Be true to your identity and to yourself. Be responsible and maintain this responsibility by realizing and acting with the knowledge that you are accountable to others as you are accountable to yourself and ultimately to God. When we glance in the mirror of life, what stares back at us? Are we faithful in our promises and commitments, the vows we made at marriage, at our swearing-in ceremonies, at our ordination, at our commissioning, at the installation service, at our conversion, at our baptism, at our reception into membership? Are we good parents, faithful partners and servants, honest Christians, faithful members? We reap what we sow. Finally, a spiritual person facilitates instruction. In verse 6, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all things with their instructor. This was an appeal to affirm the teaching of the word among the community of faith by placing a priority on it and equally by paying for it. Those who are spiritual will ensure that the ways of the Spirit are taught to all as a means of guiding and encouraging deeper faith. What priority do we place on the instruction of the faith through and by the word of God? The psalmist says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We reap what we sow. I hope by now you have gotten what Paul meant when he says in verse 7, "you reap what you sow." It is not so much a general saying about sowing and reaping as it was specific to those who have the identity of being spiritual. If you sow a spiritual seed, you will reap a spiritual harvest. Alternatively, if you sow a fleshly seed, an unspiritual seed, you will reap a flesh-like harvest. May I challenge you in these times of COVID-19 to sow a spiritual seed? Sow a seed of intervention. Whether you are supporting someone or calling them to order, sow a seed of introspection, one characterized by humility and sensitivity. Sow a seed of integrity, faithfulness and commitment, offering credible witness of your faith. And sow a seed of instruction, prioritize the word, the reading of the word, the teaching of the word, living the word. Then we'll understand what Paul means when he says, "We reap what we sow." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, which reminds us that if we sow spiritual seeds, we will reap a spiritual harvest. And that's part of our stewardship. And on a day like today, we think of those who are wrestling with this COVID-19 pandemic. And we ask that as a church and as Christians and as your people, we will sow seeds that will allow them to know that they are accompanied, they are cared for, and that their concerns are real. We pray for healing. We pray for a way in which we, as your people, will walk alongside those who are struggling. We pray, O God, for the resolution to the challenges we face internally and in community. And we pray, O God, that your Spirit will continue to be a source of strength and renewal. Bless us, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Boulevard United Church on Facebook at 10 o'clock. Low River United Church also on Facebook at 9 o'clock. And St. Paul's Norwood Charge of United Churches on YouTube at 9 o'clock.
Hello, boys and girls. Vacation Bible School 2020 comes to you this year from July 27 to 31, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. daily. The theme, Overcomers for Such a Time as This. We're going to have so much fun, and registration is free. All you have to do is talk to your pastor or your Sunday school superintendent about registering electronically. VBS 2020, Overcomers for Such a Time as This, July 27 to 31, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. daily.
Thanks to the Reverend Norbert Stevens, General Secretary of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, for his inspiring reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.